أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ذلك الفوز الكبير إن بطش ربك لشديد إنه هو يبدئ ويعيد وهو الغفور الودود ذو العرش المجيد فعال لما يريد هل أتاك حديث الجنود فرعون وثمود وللذين كفروا في تكذيب والله من ورائهم محيط بل هو قرآن مجيد في لوح محفوظ صدق الله العظيم. After Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about the punishment of those who had tested those who had persecuted the believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the reward of the believers, and then Allah speaks about some of his qualities. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Certainly those who have brought iman and practiced righteously, لَهُمْ جَنَّاتِ, for them are gardens, تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ, under which rivers flow, ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْكَبِيرِ, and that is the greatest trump, that is the greatest success. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown what is true success, what is real success. In this world, man grapples with different aspects being success. Some would say a luxurious life, a life of opulence. Others will speak about a life of wealth. Someone will speak about education of this material world. But the real and true success is that which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has defined, and that is the success when a person gains Jannah and a person gains the everlasting pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Inna batasha rabbika lashadid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about himself. Allah had given us a description of how the persecution had taken place of the believers. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and certainly the grip of your Rabb, the grip of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's taking to task. And when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grips and Allah takes anyone to task, la shadid, it is severe. Allah seizes, and that seize of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is severe. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grips, when Allah takes to task, when Allah punishes, there is no one that can escape that punishment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not punish more than the crime or the act that a person had committed. Innahu huwa yubadi'u wa yu'id. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being, that zat that initiates, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that returns. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about two aspects. That Allah ta'ala himself had initiated the creation of everything, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala can destroy all that, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can recreate everything. It is not difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do it. Man may build an empire, and he does it in his young age, and then he becomes tired. To do it the second time becomes a phenomenal task for an individual. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about his qudrat. There is nothing like ease for Allah, and there is nothing like difficulty for Allah. Everything is all the same for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah created insan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives man death, and then tomorrow on the day of qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect man. It is not difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do it. Some of the commentators have stated, إِنَّهُ هُوَ يُبَدِئُ وَيُعِيدُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may initiate a punishment in this world, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can return it and bring a worse punishment in the hereafter, and there is no one to question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that zat. He is al-ghafoor. Allah is all-forgiving. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said with the persecutors, that if they make tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive. How heinous is that crime? How great is that crime to persecute the servants of Allah? But yet if they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will forgive. You and I make slips and errors. You and I break the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah is ghafoor. Allah forgives. Al-Wadood. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, Al-Wadood means Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is all-loving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves His creation. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves the creatures. Allah loves His servants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of His love, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees to all our needs. And because of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being that forgives. Allah ta'ala is that being that is full of love. And hence we also need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tawbah. And we also have to love Allah Rabbul Izzat. Dhul Arsh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of the Arsh. Al-Majid. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is most glorious. Two ways of translating this. One will be Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is glorious. And some have said that the Arsh of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is glorious. That it covers the whole creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fa'alul lima yureed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fa'al. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does at any time and with any extent. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does ma yureed, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires. Again, there is no one to question Allah. Allah does not need to seek permission from anyone else. There is no impossibilities for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires. It is narrated at the time of his deathbed, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was in that throes of death when someone came to ask him, did the doctor come to see you? So he replied, yes, the doctor had come to see me. So he asked, what did the doctor say? He said, he is fa'alul lima yureed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always overlooking me. Allah observes my condition. Allah knows my situation. And He is the one who is fa'alul lima yureed. Now He will do whatever He so desires. Either He will give me death, or either Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will continue to give me life. That is all in the hands of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Hal ataka hadithul junood. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked that did the incident of the armies come to Allah, to you? Did it come to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Did you ever hear of it? Yeah, you have heard of those people that persecuted the believers. But did you hear about those armies of the past? Fir'aun wa Thamud. The armies of Fir'aun and the armies of the people of Thamud. Balilladheena kafaru fi takdhib. Nay, there were those who disbelieved in their refutation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One was their disbelief and one was their denial. They disbelieved in absolute and total denial of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah says, وَاللَّهُ مِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ مُحِيطٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala surrounds them from behind them. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala encompasses them. In other words, there is no way that they could have escaped the punishments of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Whether it was Fir'aun, whether it was the people of Thamud and all the hosts of armies that had come of the past, and they had come with a great deal of arrogance on the surface of the earth, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had dealt with them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had full knowledge of them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed them. Bal huwa Quranum Majid. That no matter how much man can deny this Quran, no matter how much man can belie this Kitab of Allah, refute this Kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is the Quran, it is Majid, it is glorious. In other words, whatever man says, believe or disbelieve in it, the Quran will always remain the Quran, the Kitab of Allah. There is no one that can add anything into it, and there is no one that can remove anything from it. There is no one that can change anything to it. Fi lawhim mahfuz. That this Quran is in the lawhim mahfuz, the protected and guarded tablet, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has protected this Quran. And hence, no matter how much of denial of this Quran may continue in the hearts of men, it will still remain the Kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, uncontaminated, undiluted, It will remain forever and ever. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.